Watson.
Come in, Jenny.
Doctor, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Is it a patient?
No, Doctor. It's the police.
I'm sorry to disturb you, Dr. Watson.
What's all this about, Constable?
Do you know where we might find Mr. Sherlock Holmes, sir?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. Isn't he in his rooms?
No, sir, he isn't. Thank the Lord.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, about an hour ago, near as we can judge, someone tried to burn the place down.
Oh, my God.
Doctor? Are you all right, sir?
There you are, sir.
No, there must have been some mistake. This can't be right.
The only reserved compartment on the train.
Well, then, this gentleman is in it. Excuse me, Padre.
Signor.
I think you must be in the wrong place.
Squidding.
I'm sorry, sir. I'll have to ask you to get aboard. We're about to go.
But my companion is...
Perhaps he's already on the train, sir. Making his way up the corridor. Now, if you please.
Very well.
I'm the door. Keep your head inside, please, sir.
Holmes. My dear Watson, you haven't even condescended to say good morning.
Holmes.
Quiet, we can't relax just yet. Look.
What?
There.
Let me through! Let me through!
Hey. Now then, sir, that's not necessary.
That train must be stopped. Open this barrier. Stop that train.
I can't do that, sir.
Of course you can't. My apologies.
Regulations, sir, for your own safety.
I completely understand. Tell me, where is the traffic superintendent's office?
Are you telling me that was Moriarty?
Yes.
Oh, with all our precautions.
But how on earth could he have known our plan? He could hardly have recognized you, done up like that.
Grazie, signore. Mille grazie.
He didn't make any slip in coming.
No, I did exactly what you advised.
Recognize your coachman?
No.
It was my brother.
Mycroft driving a carriage?
If the situation was serious enough to persuade him out of his usual well-worn round.
Yes, I can believe it. I was worried sick. I was convinced that they caught up with you.
So you've no more doubts as to my stability, Doctor?
I hoped I wasn't quite that transparent.
Look, not another word.
In your position, I should have been every bit as skeptical. And don't think I don't appreciate your agreeing to come with me, even if it was only to chart my progress into complete insanity.
I hoped I might be able to help you.
Yes, and I thank you for the thought. We must plan what to do about Moriarty now.
But this train connects with the boat at Dover. We've shaken him off very effectively.
But my dear Watson, I tell you, this man is on quite the same intellectual plane as myself. Well, surely you don't imagine that I should be baffled by so slight an obstacle.
What will you do, then?
What I should do.
And what would you do?
Engage a special train.
But he'll be too late.
By no means. You know, this train stops at Canterbury, and there's always at least a quarter of an hour delay at the boat. He'll catch us there.
One would think we were the criminals.
Let's have him arrested on his arrival. It would be to ruin the work of 3 months. Nothing can be done until Monday.
What, then?
We shall get out at Canterbury.
What about our luggage?
It may help to throw Moriarty off the trail. I told you to bring nothing of value.
You anticipated this?
Yeah, we'll treat ourselves to a couple of carpet bags and encourage the manufacturers of the countries we travel through.
We're still going to the continent?
Certainly. We'll make a cross-country trip to New Haven and over to Dieppe. Would you be so kind as to inquire about the trains?
Pasta! Pasta!
We are. We change at Ashford Junction for Hastings. Hastings to Lewis. Lewis to New Haven. Arriving New Haven Harbour at 4:15. Holmes?
Already. You see?
What?